Flippin' 015.
There you go. Tell me everything you know about the Pilgrims.
Well, I know that the Pilgrims migrated and they harvested, well, Thanksgiving stuff. They stole, I think they stole men from Indians. Well, that's all I know about them.
Well, nothing else about the Pilgrims? Even if you're not sure.
They planted crops. And they traded things of less importance with the Indians. They were smarter than the Indians. They spoke a different language. They kind of outsmarted the Indians. So,
is it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about George Washington. George Washington.
The president. I don't know anything about him.
Nothing about George Washington? Okay. Tell me what you know about the Declaration of Independence.
The Declaration of Independence. Somewhere in there, I think it declared freedom of speech. And press and liberty, and it abolished slavery, I think. And it was written by, well, I don't know who it was written by, but we learned it, but I can't remember right now. Thomas Jefferson. He helped write it. I think Thomas Paine, Thomas Jefferson helped write the Declaration of Independence. And
I
think that's all I know about that.
Okay.
I'm better with written stuff.
Oh, okay. You write this down, huh? What do you know about Benjamin Franklin? Benjamin Franklin. Don't be nervous. It's not that critical.
Is he white? Well, nothing. Know anything about him.
About Benjamin Franklin at all? Okay, tell me what you know about Abraham Lincoln.
He was shot. He was one of our presidents. I don't know. I think he was shot behind his wife or something. I don't know. I think that's all I know about him, too.
Nothing else about Lincoln? Okay. Tell me what you know about the Civil War. Civil War.
The Civil War was less important than the Declaration of Independence, I think, or one of them. I don't know anything about that.
Nothing else about the Civil War? Okay. Tell me what you know about the Constitution of the United States. Even if you're not sure, tell me anyway. anything at all?
I think it was written in the 1700s, I think, or the 1800s. I don't remember.
Okay. Tell me what you know about John F. Kennedy.
He was our president. He got shot. That was not him. What? This somebody else I'm thinking about got shot in his driveway. That was not him. That was,
Okay.
I think that John F. Kennedy was shot because he tried to help, well, the poor people or the black people. He was a Democrat, I think. And I think that's it I know about.
There you go. Okay, tell me what you know about the atomic bomb. If you're not sure, if you don't know it, that's okay.
I know about it.
What about the Industrial Revolution? What do you know about that? Drawing a blank? Alrighty. Tell me what you know about Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin Luther King Jr. was a civil rights leader. He was married to Coretta Scott King. I think he was shot in front of the Lorraine Motel. I think he was assassinated in 1963. He marched in the he was a part of the boycott, not for the buses, and he fought to give the black people equal rights, bus rights, and drinking rights as the white people, and, he did many speeches, including the I Had a Dream speech. It kind of seemed like he knew what was going to happen, because in the I Had a Dream speech, he was talking about he had a dream that he visited the mountaintop and things. And he tried to do all that he could for black people, and I kind of wish that he was still alive today.
Good. Okay, good. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Tell me what you know about the slave trade.
Okay. White slave owners, they tried to buy slaves, and the slaves would get sold for so much amount of money, and are you talking about just the slave trade or just slaves?
The slave trade. You can tell me whatever you know about.
Well, some slave owners would buy the slaves. And some of them would be kind to them, and some would just have them to do their work for them and be mean and stuff. And I really don't know much about the slave trade.
Okay. Nothing else you can tell me? Okay. Tell me what you know about the civil rights movement.
I know that it was to, I think it was to get equal rights for the blacks and Martin Luther King and other people led it. It changed many things, though. As well as black people, there were some white people that were involved in it.
Anything else? Even if you're not sure. Nothing? Okay. Tell me what you know about Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman went back and forth to the plantation, I think, to go get slaves, and she freed them. And one time she had to point a gun at a panicking man who was afraid. She said, "Move or die." She wanted to help people ever since she was a teenager, and she freed many slaves.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me what you know about Frederick Douglass.
He was a, I don't know, he was a abolitionist.
Anything else?
He wanted to abolish slavery. I don't know anything about him.
Nothing else? Okay. Tell me what you know about the NAACP.
National African American. I just saw it. I don't know anything.
Can you tell me anything about it? Oh, okay. Tell me everything you know about Malcolm X.
Malcolm X, at first I think he was a Muslim, and he worked for, I don't know his name, because I just had it on the tip of my tongue, but I lost it. But I think he didn't like white people at first because he didn't understand, but when he started visiting places, he started to understand more. He liked white people more. He started to see Martin Luther King's side of the view too. He was shot by some of his own people when he was giving a speech. Black people. He used to do some stuff, some bad stuff, that's what I'm gonna say, before he got into the Muslim thing. he found out that the person that he was working for was a father of many children from different women. And that's when he began to see that he needed to change around. And I think that's all. He wanted equal rights as well as Martin Luther King. I think he knew that he was, I don't know, I think he knew that he was going to be betrayed by some of his own people because he was trying to make the right decision, and the Muslim group, I think, wasn't.
Tell me everything you know about Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali was a boxer, and he usually rhymed his words to express how good he thought he was by rhyming them. They tried to strip him of his title, but he refused to go to the army, I think. But he still worked hard, and he got it back. Mm-hmm. I think that's all I know about him.
That's all about Muhammad Ali? Okay, what do you know about the Ku Klux Klan?
Well, I think that they're a group of white people who used to lynch people, and were black people mainly. And they didn't like black people, and they didn't like any white people who liked black people because they thought that they were, I don't want to say that,
but
nigger lovers.
Yeah.
They wore white clothes. They were just bad people, and they used to burn crosses and buildings and churches, and they just hated black people for some odd reason. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wanna.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Okay, you don't want to say it, do you? Okay. Tell me what you know about the Montgomery bus boycott.
Well, they boycotted, stopped riding the bus for an amount of days because they refused to let black people sit up in the front with white people. And once Rosa Parks got thrown in jail for not giving up her seat to a white person because she had a hard day's work and stuff like that, they tried to start a boycott so that the white people would see what it was doing to their business, to the bus business. And then I think they made it a law. They let black people said whatever they wanted to on the bus after they saw that they weren't going to give up.
Mm-hmm.
It was led by people like Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks. That's all I think I know about that.
Okay. Let me just check your voice real quick. You ready? Tell me whatever you know about Little Red Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding Hood was, she was going out to deliver a package of food to her Sikh grandmother. And her mom told her not to talk to any strangers. And she had to go out into the woods. And the wolf tried to bribe her into giving him some food, but she refused. And when she got to her grandma's house, the wolf ate the grandma, and he was sleeping in the bed. And when she got there, she was knocking on the door, and the wolf pretended to be her grandma, and she was asking him questions like, "What big eyes you have?" He said, "The better to see you with, my dear." And then when she finally narrowed it down to, "What big teeth you have?" he jumped down and said, "The better to eat you with, my dear." And he gobbled her up, and then he went to sleep. And then they were scrambling out inside of his belly, and the woodcutter man, the lumberman heard them, and while the wolf was asleep, the lumberman cut them out and sewed the wolf back up, and the wolf ran away. That's the story I heard, and the story has been retold in many different forms, and it's still being retold again. It's many books about the white Little Red Riding Hood and the black Little Red Riding Hood, and both of them are different. It was told, I think it was once told orally, but then it got changed into a book, and then a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's on cassette too.
Mm-hmm. I like what you said about the two Little Red Riding Hoods. That's absolutely true. Okay. Tell me what you know about Cinderella.
It was once told orally, just like Little Red Riding Hood, and it got changed into a book.
Mm-hmm.
Cinderella's father died, and he left her with her stepmother and her two children. And Cinderella promised her dad that she'd always stay with her stepmother and her sisters. And her stepmother and her sisters always treated her mean and made her do all the housework and put her in raggedy clothes. And one day, they got invited out to a ball. And the white people version of the Cinderella said that her stepmother said that if you clear out all the ashes in the fireplace, then you can go to the ball. But then it was too many ashes for her to clear out, and they left before she could get done. And her fairy godmother came and helped her. And she found a way to the ball, and she found her prince. Well, the prince wasn't having a good time before she came, but when she came, she found the prince, and they danced. And then before that, her godmother told her that she had to come back before the clock struck 12. And when the clock struck 12, she had to leave. And the prince was like saying, I don't know your name, and stuff like that. And while she was running, her glass slipper fell off, and she went home. And the prince searched for her all over the kingdom and the houses. And then he found her, and they lived happily ever after. And there is a black version too, the movie. The black version is different from the white version.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a musical.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Okay, great. Tell me what you know about orchestra. Tell me what you know about an orchestra.
An orchestra has many instruments, like the piano, the cello, and violin and stuff. And one side is some string instruments, when I went to a orchestra thing, on one side it was the string instruments, and the other side it was the bass and the woodwinds. And it's constructed by a conductor that tells them which parts to play and high and low or low. And that's it. I think that's all I know about the orchestra.
Nothing else about the orchestra? Okay. Tell me what you know about Little House on the Prairie.
Nothing. I've never heard of it.
Okay. Nothing about Little House on the Prairie? Tell me what you know about The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz was a movie which was in the beginning it was in black and white, and then it came to, it went to color. In the movie, Dorothy, she was really dreaming. I think she was really dreaming, and she went to this magical place. She wanted to go home. She went to a magical place to find. She found out that she had killed the witch, the bad witch, and all these munchkins and people came out telling her how happy they were because she killed the wicked witch. And then she met the good witch and told her that she wanted to go home. And then the good witch faded away. And she was telling her that it's all in your hands and that you can do it by yourself. And then the munchkins people were telling her to follow the yellow brick road, and then she could go to the wizard and to get her wish granted. And along the way, she met a scarecrow who I think he wanted a brain, and a tin man who wanted a heart, and a lion who wanted courage. And they all went to the Wizard of Oz. The wizard. And when they got there, they found out that the wizard was really a fraud. But he found out a way to help them with their problems, and he led Dorothy back home. Well, actually her shoes did. But that's all. And I know that it's another story called The Wiz, but it's different, but it has the same main idea.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Well, The Wiz was, it had black people in it. Mm-hmm. It had Michael Jackson and Diana Ross in it.
Anything else?
It was a musical. They sung a lot in there. And they sung a lot in the regular one, too. They sung Over the Rainbow. Follow the Yellow Brick Road. And then The Wiz, they sung Ease On Down the Road, which I think they made up. And I can't remember the name of the song they sung, but they sung another song. And Dorothy had a dog named Toto. And the first one, the Wicked Witch's sister found out that Dorothy killed her sister, and she tried to steal her shoes, and she locked her up in the room. And, well, that's all I know about that.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Pinocchio.
Pinocchio was a little boy who told lies, and every time he told a lie, his nose would get longer. And the grasshopper was telling him, well, I haven't seen that movie in a long time, but I think that the grasshopper was trying to tell him not to tell lies anymore, and he was his friend. And it's also another Pinocchio, but it's very different from the regular children's Pinocchio, because it's Pinocchio's revenge, and he got revenge on all people. And in the children's video, Pinocchio, his father, Pinocchio's creator, wanted a son, and he made Pinocchio out of wood. And I think one day he wished on the star, and Pinocchio came to life. And most of the people in there were white.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me what you know about Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley was a singer, and he sung many songs. And people celebrate his birthday, and for every good thing he's done, but he also did some bad things too. Like he was on drugs, and he drank, and I heard that he was he beat on his wife, and he was white, yeah. There's a museum about him, of him with pictures and his albums. He sung a song, Blue Suede Shoes. Yeah. And I think it's an Elvis Presley cafe. People put him in the limelight more than they put other black people in the limelight. And they celebrate his birthday and they visit his house. And that's all I know about him.
Thank you, Elvis. Okay, tell me what you know about Alice in Wonderland.
This little girl named Alice, she had a dream. She was sitting on a tree. She had a dream that she went into this wonderland. And she was small. And she met a cat. The cat was kind of, he had a good side and a bad side. He was kind of tricky too, I think. And she wanted to go home. She was being chased by a lot of creatures. I haven't seen that in a long time either. I don't know about that.
Anything else about that? Okay. What do you know about Peter Pan?
Nothing.
Nothing about Peter Pan at all? You sure?
Well, it's a book and a movie about him. I don't think there was a black Peter Pan, just a white Peter Pan. He never wanted to grow up, and he fought Captain Hook. Captain Hook was bad. He could fly, I think. He's like all I know about him.
There might be a black Peter Pan. They haven't made it yet.
It is.
There might be. If Michael Jackson does it, he was talking about it. But.
Oh.
It might be, but I doubt it.
There was a Peter Pan on Ice, too.
Yeah. Ice could change. Okay, what do you know about ballet?
Like everything I know about it.
Whatever you want to tell me.
Where you can take classes if you want to be a ballet dancer. Sometimes they perform at the Orpheum Theater. They wear tutus sometimes. There are male ballet dancers too. They wear ballet shoes and bodysuits sometimes. and they have to do a lot of exercise before they dance. And I don't think that they worry about falling when they are on stage, because it's so much, you just worry about getting the steps right. That's it.
Nothing else? Okay, moving along. Tell me what you know about jazz. Anything at all? Even if you're not sure? Nothing? Okay. What do you know about Maya Angelou?
Well, she's still alive today. She was a poet. She wrote a poem called Phenomenal Woman. Did she?
What's the name of it?
Phenomenal Woman.
Okay, yeah. Anything else?
She was black.
Tell me what you know about the blues.
Well, a lot of people sung the blues, like B.B. King, Eleanor Fagan. I think it was made before jazz. And you can go down to Beale Street to hear some blues songs.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson was a part of the Jackson 5 group. I think he had a lot of surgery to make himself more white. And I think he dyed his skin too. He sung songs. I think he got married to a white lady. His father used to abuse him. Well, just whoop him a lot. I think he could sing really well when he was younger. His sisters, Janet Jackson and Latoya Jackson. And he's still singing today. That's all I know about him.
Nothing else about Michael? Okay, what about B.B. King? What do you know about him?
Nothing. Okay. He's black. He sings the blues. He plays a guitar, I think. He was in commercials. I don't know a lot about him.
Okay, nothing else about him? Okay, what about Motown? What do you know about that? Motown.
Thank you. Motown is, I think it's in Detroit. And a lot of singing groups went there, like, well, the Temptations. And, what's his name? Yeah. Well, I'm thinking about Well, a lot of singers went there, like, I cannot remember his name. That's all. think I know about them.
Nothing else about myself? Okay, what do you know about Roots? The father of an American family, Roots.
The movie? I have not seen the movie. I don't know anything. But it was a movie about black people. And kind of, I think, how black people used to treat. I mean, white people used to treat black people. And it was kind of like a slave movie. That's it, I think.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Aretha Franklin.
She is a black R&B singer. She made a video. A Rose Is Still a Rose, and she made many more songs.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Sammy Davis Jr. Never heard of him? Okay. Tell me what you know about The Color Purple.
There was a movie with Oprah Winfrey, and well, I think the main characters were Oprah Winfrey, Whoopi Goldberg, and it's a man. I can't remember his name. Well, it was a movie about this girl who had children, but her father, I think, sold them to another person, I think a white person, and they went to Africa or something. And she didn't get them back until they were grown, and she was kind of old. And, she got married to a man that was about 15 years older than her, but she was young when she got married. And he was kind of mean to her at first until she started fighting back. Well, not actually fighting back, but like, you know, her sister and her got separated too, and she found, well, her sister found her, and they were happy and stuff, and a lady came, she was a singer, a lady came, and she lived with them. And the lady was kind of mean at first, but and then she got nicer. And they sung songs on the movie, church song. And the lady that came to visit, her father didn't approve of what she was doing, because I think she, I don't know what she did, but I can't remember. But she did something that her father didn't approve of. And finally, her father forgave her. And they were happy. And don't remember anything.
Okay, this is the last part. Now I'm going to talk about news events, things that happened in the news. Okay. Tell me what you know about Bill Clinton.
Um, Bill Clinton was our president before Bush was. He was a Democrat. He had an affair with Monica Lewinsky, and it was like all over the news, and people were trying to use that against him to get him out of office, and they were like all in his business, but his wife still stuck by him. I think that's what it looked like. He and our girlfriend, there was a lot of publicity when the incident happened. It was all over the news and stuff. And he was a good president because he was for the poor people and the black people too. And he wasn't, I don't think he was racist. But he tried to do the right thing, and he was elected president twice, I think. Well, that's about it.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Henry and Gonzalez. Yelian Gonzalez? No? Okay. Tell me what you know about the Columbine shooting.
Nothing.
Nothing? What do you know about Oklahoma City bombing?
Nothing.
Nothing? What do you know about Princess Diana?
I think she was a princess in England. She was killed in a car crash, and that had a lot of publicity too. And with her boy, I think they were trying to escape something. Her and her boyfriend. Well, that's kind of all I know about her.
Nothing else about Patrick. Tell me what you know about Al Gore.
I know only a few things about him. He tried to do the right thing by not giving up when the presidential races were real close. And he was a Democrat.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Who?
JonBenet Ramsey.
Was he black? No, nothing.
Okay. What do you know about Steven Spielberg?
I think he made cartoons, Bugs Bunny. He was a writer. Nothing else.
Okay. Tell me what you know about John F. Kennedy Jr.
The president? Nothing.
John F. Kennedy Jr.? Okay. Mother Teresa, what do you know about her?
Nothing.
Thank you. Take me up on the side. Go ahead, get a little bit back. Okay, this is the last page. I know you're glad. What do you know about Bill Cosby?
He was a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the Cosby Show. His son died. He was on many commercials about Jell-O and pudding. And he was also in another movie, Ghost Dad, I think. And it's a movie that has something to do with Meteor Man. Oh, Meteor Man. He was in that movie too. And I don't know anything about him. Anything else?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about Whitney Houston? What do you know about her?
She was an R&B singer. Well, she is an R&B singer. She's black. She is married to Bobby Brown. Both her and Bobby Brown do drugs, I think. And she kind of ruined one of her concerts because I think she was high or something. She was saying silly things. And she kind of messed up some of her career when she got on drugs. Started acting up.
Anything else? Okay. What about Jesse Jackson? What do you know about him?
I think he was a civil rights leader. Well, he is. And he must have had an affair because it was a child came up, and it was his, and the mistress came up, and there was a whole bunch of publicity there, and I don't think it messed up his career when that happened, but I think his wife is still back. God, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about Michael Jordan?
I think Michael Jordan played basketball, baseball, and golf. And he was on the, So he was a famous basketball player, and he made commercials about chains and I don't know anything about him.
Okay. Do you know anything about Rodney King? What do you know about him? Tell me what you know about the Million Man March.
Nothing.
Okay. What do you know about Moesha?
Well, it's a TV show. Moesha is, Brandy is playing a girl named Moesha who has like everyday life problems. And she's a teenager. She's basically about what she has to deal with as she grows up.
Anything else? Okay. What do you know about Spike Lee?
He was an actor. I think he played basketball. And that's it.
That's all?
No.
Okay. What about Ebonics? What do you know about that?
It's kind of like a language that black people, well, not only black people, but some people use to shorten their words and their sentences.
Anything else? Okay, last one. What do you know about O.J. Simpson?
He was accused of killing his, a white girl. I think it was his girlfriend. And, well, the case was going on for, I think, more than a year. And they were, I don't think they could prove that. I don't know. I think they spent too much time on that case.
Anything else?
He played in a movie. What is this movie? I think he played in Roots. I haven't seen it, but I think he plays in it.
Anything else?
Well, the case was, it got publicity to a lot.
That's it? Oh, sorry. Thank you, I appreciate it. Do you have any questions about what you did right here? No? Any comments about it?
Is it going to our parents?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to our parents?
No. Unless they want to see it, no, it's just me. I'm just gonna work with this myself. No one else is gonna see it. Why are you concerned?
Hard to see.
And amphetamine are both thought to result from increases in dopamine neurotransmission, and specifically in the nucleus accumbens. In other words, the mesial and the dopamine pathway. The reinforcing, or in other words, the dependency-inducing characteristics of cocaine and amphetamine are thought to result from their ability to increase dopamine transmission, specifically in this mesolimbic dopamine pathway.